Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Inauguration Monday, MLK Day Monday. A lot going on here. Thanks for making this part of your day. I'm just cracking up. There's footage of W there at the inauguration. Have you guys seen that come across your feed now?
Yeah.
It looks like, what's going on in his mind, dude? He's always making the most fun out of something, though. And it's great to see this, his facial expressions and his grins and whatnot. Give that a search.
Do you think he or Bill Clinton have more fun? When it comes to, like, Bill Clinton always seems like he's doing something he shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
When they all get together. Well, he's always gets caught, like, doing
he
stuff.
He always gets caught
he's always
inside
gawking.
Of something that he shouldn't have been in.
He's always kind of just kind of, nobody's really sure about old Bill.
He's a guy that takes the cheese.
You can definitely see why they were the two most universally liked presidents of our time. Of our lifetimes.
But it's like, President Bush always walks up. He's like punching on the other presidents. You know, they're all
W seems like a fun.
Like Obama's standing there and he just like slugs him in the gut. Like you would expect him to go for like the nut shot. And like drop him down.
Probably whispers a p word in his ear and walks away.
George, come on.
Hey, Barack, boom, hit him with a nut shot, and he kind of goes down a little bit or fakes like he's going,
So much going on with the Cowboys and the NFL today. College football national championship game tonight. You have Leslie Frazier concluded his interview. Ben Johnson has decided to take the job with the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
So that's a look. Top 10 at 4:20 is coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. And here's the chief of the hodgepodge.
Okay, we know that Mark Andrews is feeling terrible right now for the Ravens. And, he might have gotten jinxed by his own team on social media before the game. He's out there warming up, catching balls. And
shorts and short sleeve shirt.
They tweet out, a little snow doesn't bother Mark Andrews. And they tag him in the tweet. And then, he has an awful fumble, which was actually just a great play by the defender, punching it out. That's one of the coolest ways to do it, man. You just go straight for the punch. That ball's mine now. And then, of course, he had the unfortunate drop on the two-point conversion there at the end. So I think the Ravens might have done a little jinxy-poo on their guy Mark Andrews. So that's certainly frustrating. I saw Next Gen say it was about 37%, minus 37% in net win probability due to the turnovers in the game. So those were really, really backbreaking things right there. And I don't know what you do with Mark Andrews, because when you look at his numbers throughout his playoff time, it's like he has not been the kind of guy that shows up big in playoff games for you.
No.
And that's certainly that's frustrating when you have what Kelce does at the tight end position and just gets better and better as the postseason goes along. And then Mark Andrews is just, he's not shown up in these games. And yesterday was the ultimate.
The pressure, the cold, I think a lot of it comes together just to separate the men from the boys in these championship moments.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's the leading touchdown receiver in Ravens history. So he's not going anywhere. But the playoff stuff, I mean, there's probably something to that. Some of these guys rise to the occasion. We see it all the time. Talked about it last week with Mahomes, how his numbers just inflate in the postseason.
Yeah. Yeah, and we talked about it with Kelsey. I mean, my goodness gracious.
He did it again.
Kelsey did it again. Surprise, surprise. I do think, though, the coolest, this is absolutely delicious looking. Buffalo brought it strong when it comes to the postseason food items.
Yeah, I didn't see what they had.
They had what they call the Buffalo Bruncher. This is Paula's cinnamon roll, and you know how Paula gets it done.
Paula.
Paula's cinnamon roll with beef brisket, chicken tenders, Loganberry barbecue sauce, chipped beef on Weck fondue, and topped with jalapeno popper.
Okay, so what is Weck fondue?
Fondue is like...
I was hoping Broadus
I know what fondue is. I don't know what Weck fondue
is. I don't know what Weck fondue
is. I've never
is
heard
either.
Of Weck fondue, but I know... Yeah, we all know what fondue is. So it's some type of a dipping sauce, maybe?
That's some whack fondue, you know.
What is whack fondue?
It's a little overboiled.
It's from because they have Delaware North as well. Mm. Same providers that we have for Globe Life Field at the Rangers games. Mm. Always bringing it strong. So the photos of this thing looked incredible. This is a beef brisket chicken tender sandwich that has basically
it's on a cinnamon roll, right?
Cinnamon roll buns. Dude,
so the whack is a kind of German bread or roll.
Okay, so we're like dipping that.
Yeah,
got it. So it's made on the whack.
They were whacking it.
They were whack.
All the way to victory.
Can't beat it.
All the way to Arrowhead.
Because nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills, baby.
Yeah, Buffalo Bills.
And then I thought this was pretty cool, too. And this guy showed up in the game in a huge way. The Milano. Their linebacker. Yeah. My Italian brother.
Yeah.
Matt Milano. Combination of salami, chicken cutlet, shaved parmesan, sun-dried tomato, aioli, and arugula on a seeded roll. Are you kidding me? In the name of their own linebacker who had a great game.
Say the meat combination again, please.
This is a salami chicken cutlet protein combo. And then you're going to get the shaved parmesan. The Parmigiano Reggiano, baby. Mm. Let's party with that. One of the greatest cheeses ever created. Huh. But Matt Milano, I mean, hey, you make a concession item for this guy, and then he goes out there and he leads the team in pressures with four.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them were unblocked. McDermott was in his bag. And of the five career games where Milano has generated at least four pressures, three have come in the playoffs. That's a guy who shows up and shows out. When we go to Football's Finest, we'll have some nuggets on what the Bills threw at Lamar Jackson.
I it was funny because I was going to get into that with my nerdy numbers until I started asking you guys questions, so I'll wait till you. I've got some nerdy numbers on that.
Yeah, we could go nerdy number for nerdy number. We can have a nerdy number off.
Got you, because you're right. They
don't care.
Their game plan was really, really different. And how to handle
Jaguar. Well, they had four regulars that were unavailable in the regular season loss. I think Milano was one of them.
Yeah, Milano was out for a good chunk of the season. I think he only played four games.
Yeah, and he missed that early Ravens game where they ran all over him. So that was awesome. How about the $100 million receiver A.J. Brown going viral for pulling up to the game in a $30,000 Honda Accord?
Hey.
There you go,
that's
man.
My guy
Nothing
right
wrong
there.
With yeah. that vehicle.
Budget-minded. That's good dude, fuel Honda's, efficiency, holds its value.
Well, what about, do you really want to, in that way, I learned this in Green Bay. Do you really want to drive a really nice car when it's always snowing, ice, salt on the road, all those things?
So you have to, you get, you think this is a bad weather car?
You get a beater car. You get a beater car to a guy that's worth hundreds of millions. You get a beater car and you drive it during the football season because you do not want to expose your really nice car to road salt, ice cold, all that stuff.
Got
to
have the bun toasters, though. Oh, I mean, I'm assuming that Honda has the steering wheel.
Okay, see, that's such a heated game changer, and I don't have the heated steering wheel, and that's what I want so bad.
Yeah, why?
That's the thing that sucks when you get in the car.
Why?
Your hands are freezing.
Well, that's why you got to have the handy-dandy Kenny from Quinlan Flea Market gloves.
Yeah,
I always forget the gloves.
When I go out walk my 4 miles at night, I wear those gloves every night.
Yeah,
always forget Kenny's gloves. My hands sweat bad in those things, man. It's great.
Like Lloyd Christmas and the Rockies.
The heated steering wheel, that big of a game changer.
Dude, it is. When I worked at the car dealership and we would have to move the lot around and stuff on freezing cold weather days, and you get in one of those nice trucks that's just souped up to everything and they got the heated steering wheel, once you experience it, you go, oh, okay. Like I understand why this is an added option.
Let me
this
tell you
thing
what,
is incredible.
Like if somebody could invent an air conditioner that immediately blows out hot air right off the jump, count me in more than your steering wheel thing. Because you turn that thing on and then immediately
it takes a minute.
Yeah,
drive it around.
That's where the heated seats pay off, because that thing will warm you up faster than the furnace or whatever's inside the motor there. I feel like if you are AJ Brown, I tip my hat to you being so budget conscious as a $20 million a year player. At least spend the extra $5,000 to get you something with all wheel drive, though. You know,
it's a good call. A good call. I don't know if those Honda Accords are pumping in the AWD.
Yeah, maybe the Honda Passport. Maybe that's where you go Subaru, you know, for your bad weather driver.
He's going for the beater car because you just don't want to get the good car messed up.
He did say, in regards, AJ Brown says the snow game was not fun. He says, quote, "I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy."
It wasn't even that bad.
As a receiver, I bet it would sting.
It just wasn't that bad. That wasn't a bad snow game.
It was every time they kept throwing up the temperature and it was like 30, 31, 32.
It's doable. That's doable.
Playing at Kansas City or those games at night when it's like, or Buffalo last night, that was bad. Those conditions are far worse than 30 degrees playing football is not bad. Playing football at 8 degrees, that's bad.
That's the kind of thing you say at the end of the game if you did not take the extra creature comforts that the training staff is offering you. You know, you are short sleeve. I don't need anything extra because I'm a man guy. You want to load up on as much help as possible and be comfortable. It's 3 hours. You can damn near be in hypothermia by the time you're out there. You go on a 15-play drive, good luck catching the football.
Well, you don't have to when Kellen Moore's running your offense and Jalen Hurts is your quarterback. You don't have to worry about catching the ball. Okay, now we have to Ashton Jeanty we go. Potential future Cowboy. Mm. If Broaddus and Walchuk have their way, we'll be handing it off to Jeanty.
Don't be lumping me into this. I'm a Mike Green guy.
He'd be looking good in that number two jersey, though.
He would. Oh, my gosh. He'd be fantastic
aesthetically,
on the team. Aesthetically.
He's going to wear the hell out of that uniform.
He'd sell a lot of jerseys.
And it's apparently selling a lot of underwear right now. He's a new member of the Saks underwear brand, courtesy of Mr. Mad Max Crosby.
Endorse Saks.
You got the Saks name because of like
ball. Well, it's Mad Max's, so he's a sack artist, and he creates underwear for the sack.
So it's the Saks for sack.
Yeah, the Saks is for both sacks.
Not for the
ball. It's a double
Saks.
Working name here.
We're cornering the sack market.
S-A-X-X, because it's Max Crosby with two X's. Mm-hmm. Mad Max Crosby is a sack master. And so he has now recruited future potential Cowboy, Ashton Jeanty. I've actually slid into y'all's DMs with a little Ashton Jeanty showing some skin if you guys want to check it out. Maybe we get the Dawson scouting report here and look in that one particular area and just see and confirm with your own eyes if you think he would be on Jerry's draft board. Because you know how important that length is.
I think that'd be an absolutely yes.
You looking at it? Okay. Walchuk says yes. He's bulky. I mean, the dude's carrying around a lot of muscle right there. And I think he warrants an underwear branding.
Two DFW guys, Colleyville Heritage and Frisco Lone Star.
Teaming up with Saks. I love it. Okay, Dawson, if you take a look at that, let me
know.
I wouldn't mind getting totally out.
Yeah.
Not in on the bod?
No.
Not lean enough for you? Because Ashton Jeanty's not going to do the Zeke crop top thing. Okay, so don't expect that on draft night.
Guy's a body armor guy, though.
We just saw this.
Avoid hits.
A lot of hits as a youngster, not vascular and lean, more like built like a bowling ball. Not aging well.
Okay.
Perfect for a running back.
You heard it here first. Around the body.
Find me the one that's going well into his second contract.
Joe Mixon's doing pretty well.
Joe Mixon is cut, dude. His arms are like, you know, bodybuilder style. That's what you're looking for. You're not looking for high body fat on a running back.
You don't think that this bicep's pretty damn big here from Ashton Jeanty. That bicep's pretty large. Thinking he's got
big, that's
arms
a big
here.
Bicep. That's big bulk. Right?
That's what you need. That body armor.
No.
Stay healthy.
So it's a bulk issue, not a bulge issue for you personally.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't usually mind the bulge.
All right. Now we head to the CFP. It's natty night, and the concessions are going to be off the chain in a good way. Walchuk's going to take care of that in the wagon. But 32 friends have purchased the college football title game suite for the ages, even though I don't think it is. I got the details. It costs $240K, and you had 32 people that could be joining you on this excursion. So you get a bunch of buddies in the mix here. Maybe you all spend $7,000-$8,000 and you go have the time of your lives if you're a Buckeye or an Irish. Or maybe you mix company and you have yourself a battle in the suite during the game. For $240K, you're going to get a ticket to the game. Of course, you're going to get a ticket to the champions party which was held last night. So whatever that means, I don't know what type of who's who, rub and elbow situation you're going to find yourself in. Okay, but if you just, if you and 32 of your buddies went in 240K, you spent about 8K yourself, you were at the champions party last night. I'm assuming finger foods, hors d'oeuvres, 10 out of 10, free booze, I'm assuming.
I would hope. It better be.
Open barski. You're going to get playoff premium kickoff party before the game. So now you're taking last night's party into the pregame party today. I don't know exactly where that is. Somewhere maybe around the stadium in Atlanta. But that's what you're going to get the experience with. VIP entrance to the stadium, limo service, I presume. You're going to get the catering. Not sure exactly how dominant that's going to be, though. That just might be, hey, we're throwing you chicken tenders and some old French fries. I don't know. Maybe some bad hot dogs.
This has corporate event written all over it. I can't imagine there's any like private citizens who are throwing down this kind of cash. This is, we got to close deals, get your 15 best clients, tell them to bring their wives, meet us at the game. Yeah. We're going to show them the night of their life.
See, I'm with you on this, especially because it's like, then you're also, after you've spent the 8K individually with 31 other buddies, guess what, Dawson? You're going to have an opportunity to purchase some gifts, exclusive gifts that you can now come more out of pocket for. That's a joke. Concierge service basically just means someone's going to be filling up your bevies, refilling the food trays, yada, yada, yada. The opportunity, once again, an opportunity, guys, for exclusive add-ons. I don't know what that could actually be, but perhaps you have to come more out of pocket for it. But that's what you get if you spent $240K with 31 of your buddies. I don't think it's anywhere close to worth it.
No. I can't imagine it is unless you're a billion-dollar company and you're throwing around this kind of money. Yeah. You're, of course, going to write it off on your taxes. This is a business expense.
Absolutely.
Like taking your client to lunch.
I've known people that have rented a house at the Masters, 10 badges, all that stuff. Yeah, all big write-offs, but all a lot of fun.
10 badges might make it worth it.
Wow. You better get to hand it.
No, that was part of it, Brian. Thanks for including that.
Yeah.
Top 10 at 420 is coming up next. Zach, where are you taking us?
All right, it's National Cheese Day, America's top 10 favorite cheeses on National Cheese Lovers Day. What is your favorite cheese and how the Bills fans are trolling this radio host? That's next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's hurt in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Okay, we'll take a look at the Cowboys coaching search coming up at 4:40, in addition to the finest at 5 o'clock. A lot of developments throughout the day. It's time now, though, for Zach's top 10 at 4:20. Here he is, the Woolly Bull.
Thank you very much. National Cheese Lovers Day. Give me your favorite cheese, 877-881-1053. Maybe even cheese favorite dish if you'd like to. We'll get to the top 10 favorite cheeses in America in just a moment. But not a good day for this Baltimore radio host, as he, a few years ago, I guess, went on a rant about Buffalo, calling them the city of losers. So what did the Bills do yesterday at Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park? Well, they put up Jerry Coleman, and exactly what he said, quote, "I called them a city of losers," he reiterated. And, well, the Bills Mafia is circling the wagons and giving back in a tremendous trolling way. Instead of just going out there and MFing everybody and taking to his Twitter, and which I'm sure some did, Bills Mafia, they're known for going ahead and making donations to charities. They've done this for several players on opposing teams throughout the league, coaches as well. And, well, they did something special for our guy in Baltimore here. And, well, here's what they did.
Bills Mafia?
Yeah, they didn't like what I said about them a few years ago.
You want to share that?
I think it's out there virally, but called them a city of losers. They didn't like it.
Bills fans have donated more than $1,500 to the Alzheimer's Association. This was one way to answer the man who called Buffalo the city of losers.
And now that man is speaking out for the first time. News 4's Marley Tuskas is here with the story. Marley?
Yeah, that's right, Don and Jackie. After Marley? Twitter banter between 26 Shirts owner Del Reed and Baltimore radio host Jerry Coleman, the radio personality called the Buffalo the city of losers. But that's when Bills Mafia decided to prove him wrong. They donated hundreds to the Alzheimer's Association within just a few hours. They chose a nonprofit after discovering Coleman's mom suffers from the disease herself. Mm-hmm. While Coleman says he is thankful for the donations, he just wants to stick to sports.
Did I ask you for a comment? Yeah, I'm just going to stick to sports. What a great bit. Like, it's honestly an incredible gesture from Bills Mafia. They did the research. They did their homework. They find out, okay, here's a cause we can donate to his mom who dealt with Alzheimer's, and here you go. So I'm sure he's feeling like a piece of crap. But Bills Mafia and Bills fans got the last laugh. There is not the city of losers. This isn't
the first time they've shown their softer side, have they?
No, they've done this plenty. I mean, they've done this. I mean, this is a thing that they've done many, many times before, and they might be the best fan base going right now, and that's why I'm really hoping. Now, the three-peat would be cool. I think either way, we're good with whoever comes to the AFC. I don't see the Eagles or the Commanders beating the Bills or the Chiefs.
Really?
Personally, I think this is the Super Bowl, much like 49ers, Cowboys from back in the day. Yeah, I don't see anybody winning out of the NFC.
I don't think the Bills have the defense to stop Philadelphia. You know, that's where I'm rooting for the Chiefs the most coming up this weekend is I want the best possible chance of hammering Philadelphia.
I think it'll be fine.
I don't think Kellen Moore is going to make the mistake that Ben Johnson did, passing the ball way too much against this Washington team.
I mean,
Rico Dowdle murdered them.
Yeah, they went in and beat the crap out of Detroit, right? I mean, better offense than the Eagles? So I heard the same thing from you guys last Friday, and they went out and got the win. Mm. So don't overlook that Bills defense. They're better than I think we're giving them credit for. I know we throw out all these next-gen stats and stats for the regular season. Matt Milano, who you brought up, wasn't there for the majority of that season. Stats are going to be off because of that. So I think this Bills defense is kind of cooking at the right time. Chiefs better defense, I agree with you there, but I think either way, Commanders and Eagles are screwed in the Super Bowl against either one of these teams, especially if the Bills get there. They can't get there and lose. That would be a city of losers.
It'd be so unlike
right
them.
There. They got to win this time around, right? You don't lose again in the Super Bowl when you finally make it back after losing four in a row. That'd be terrible. All right, let's get to the cheese talk, shall we? Everybody loves cheese, unless, in fact, you're lactose intolerant. But I think they do make lactose intolerant cheeses now.
I'm assuming they make lactose-free just about anything now. I mean, you can pretty much...
Non-dairy milk.
Whatever it is you want. Yeah.
Dairy-free milk.
Yeah. You just
getting dairy-free yogurt.
Like cheese made from almond milk or something.
Cheese whiz that doesn't even have cheese in it.
Yeah. See, that's embarrassing. Give me the real stuff. Give me the Fromunda fondue.
The fondue.
Give me the Gouda. Give me the Parmigiano Reggiano. That's packing some serious protein.
Parmigiano Reggiano is delicious.
Get some real protein out of that.
Now I got some text from the 214 that's in Munster cheese. I'm with you, bro. Munster cheese is my number one cheese as well.
Is it really? What do you pair it with?
I think it's fantastic on like any type of sandwich, like a turkey sandwich. Mm-hmm. You can go ham sandwich.
Does the flavor really strong on it?
No, it is a subtle cheese. I don't think it's really an overpowering flavor on it. No.
The aroma on it strong?
Not overly powerful. I think it's got a good scent.
I thought it was one of the smellier cheeses.
Maybe I'm just used to it, but I don't get like, oh my gosh, when I open a package of Munster cheese, it doesn't just like a blue cheese is going to, man, you're going to smell that out the room.
Yeah.
Mold. Yeah. Munster, not so much. I think it is kind of I think it gets unfair, an unfair classification for that.
Yeah. I'm surprised to hear you put it on a sandwich though.
Yeah. Grilled cheese. I think it's delicious.
There you go.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'll eat it plain. Well, give me some slices of Munster. I'm in on that.
I mean, one of my favorite snacks is just cutting up a block of cheddar or some Gouda, Gouda, whatever it may be.
You know, and I was sleeping on the Gouda. The Gouda cheese is actually Maya cheese. Made a charcuterie board.
Smoke.
It's a damn good cheese.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, get it smoked.
Oh, a smoked Gouda?
Yeah, get it smoked.
I've had a smoked cheddar, I believe.
Yeah. But get the Gouda with smoke, though, give you some flavor. Yeah.
7 takes it in on top of spaghetti.
It is good.
All covered with cheese.
I think the most important thing with cheese is you avoid the bottom 10% and the top 10%. The middle 80 is going to take care of you. But once you get super rare and cultured, that's going to be strong and pungent.
Well, I mean, we still got, I think, the wheel of cheese over here from when the Cowboys played the Packers a few years ago. And Colby Sapp came up and was writing all the different ones. They had to try a bunch of just disgusting.
Taleggio. Ginger.
He left them all in there. I took every one of them home.
Tartufo.
Oh, did you? I did.
Were they good?
All of them were good.
They were all good?
Every cheese that they thought was awful was actually stuff that you would cook with and had really good flavor that you could pair stuff with.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got Havarti being texted in. Make Munster cheese quesadillas from the 214. Yeah. The fresh mutts.
I'll try that for sure. I'm a big quesadilla maker.
A lot of good cheeses. Do you have a favorite cheese, Ross? Are you in on the cheese conversation?
Oh, man. Love me some cheese. Chief, you brought up Parmigiano Reggiano.
Hello.
Man, unmatched. Unparalleled.
Yeah, you get some crackers and some pepperonis to go along with it. That's a football snack.
Oh, yeah. And I recently discovered within like the last year, I want to say that like my sister finally got me onto like feta cheese on pizza.
Yeah.
And man, that is really good.
That with black olives. Well, I know Eric hates olives.
Oh, so with the chief.
Feta, like yeah, feta, sucks. Like when you use like
are you even Italian?
Make a Greek salad. The feta cheese is really, really good with the, you know,
the feta.
The feta, yeah, with the Greek salad.
It's really good with the feta cheese. Mm. Okay, number 10 on the top 10 cheeses, we do have Brie.
Brie's good.
Brie comes in at number 10.
Very soft cheese.
Is that a good melting cheese?
Yeah, it's kind of already creamy, and what you could do with it, though, it spreads really well on it. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's already kind of already soft, so it works really good on those, like you talked about with the charcuterie boards. Mm-hmm. You can match it with, like, with different kinds of meats and stuff like that. It makes it really good.
What about a good Gruyere?
Gruyere is outstanding. It's my favorite one.
Gruyere's good.
Gruyere is my favorite one. Yeah.
Blue cheese comes in at 9, and this is probably the most controversial cheese. People either love it or they hate it.
Well, it depends on if you like wings, always the blue cheese dressing. Mm-hmm. If you like it on a salad, it's actually really good. You can melt it and put that's it on much. You can make a sauce with it for on steaks.
Ooh.
That's really, really good.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So there's a lot of combinations you could use with it.
903 says Kraft shells and cheese is my favorite cheese.
That's not a bad box of cheese.
Good cheese.
Not at all. Not at all.
Cheese powder is what that is.
That powder's pretty damn good.
Yeah. Ooh, 469 with the Oaxaca. Shout out. Shout out to the Oaxaca dog.
$4.69 smoked my own cheese, and smoked provolone's probably my fave.
Oh, a smoked provolone.
Cold smoke that thing. You can put it. Great cheese. You can put it in a pit and get one of those. Dawson, you have one of those tubes, those cold smoker tubes? You could do that, you know, and you can regulate how much smoke you put on that, but you cold smoke that thing, and you could do, you can have some cheeses that are pretty good.
You guys here for a good ricotta?
I'm here for a good ricotta. Absolutely.
Love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Party rock.
You can't go wrong with ricotta, especially some fresh ricotta on a nice slice. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
I like to load it in heavy in a lasagna.
Lasagna.
Yes, perfect in a lasagna. The Gouda comes in at number 8.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
7 is the provolone cheese.
Very versatile.
Shout out to provolone.
Tell you what, a meatball sub, there you go.
Provolone.
There you go.
Number 5 is the Colby Jack.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good cheese.
It's good.
I'm in on Colby Jack.
Yeah.
It's not Velveeta.
Probably would have rather done, at least for me personally, Pepper Jack. But
Pepper Jack is, I think, better myself.
But. Pepper Jack. I think I'd go Pepper Jack over Colby as well. 4 is the Swiss cheese.
Pepper Jack's great.
Swiss, I'm so out on the Swiss.
With the holes, you don't like the Swiss?
Anti-Swiss.
What do you not like about the Swiss?
I didn't like the flavor of it. Now, it's been some years, so maybe I could circle back on it, give the Swiss another shot.
It's serviceable, like a nice ham and Swiss is fine, but it's not really adding anything.
Do you ever had corned beef sandwiches and stuff?
Never did the corned beef.
Okay, I need to get you a corned beef sandwich and make it with Swiss. Have you ever had sauerkraut?
Yeah.
Okay.
Throw that on the brat from time to time.
You get the Russian dressing with the sauerkraut, the Swiss cheese, and the corned beef on a really good bread. You're going the right direction.
Now the Swiss can get a little stinky on you. I think the Swiss can be a little pungent.
Not as stinky as that cheese, the Munster that you had.
I think the Munster is less pungent. I really do.
It's okay though.
Yeah. No, it's good cheese.
It's the difference in your nose buds.
Maybe.
We all have different nose buds.
Some bigger than others.
3 is the mozzarella.
Very,
yeah.
Versatile cheese too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You can't get wrong with the mozz.
I just love when it's melty and stretchy. Like, the stretch that you can get on a mozzarella is just ridiculous.
The stretch test. That's a good melt right there.
The only way to go wrong with that is when Choppy starts trying to over-Italian it and goes, mozzarella. You know, then
mozzarella.
Then
you're like, I'll take anything else, please.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels a little wannabe.
2 is the American cheese.
Yeah.
It's classic.
Which is not actually a cheese. That's a science experiment.
No, but I'll tell you what, man. If you want one of the best melting cheeses because it doesn't split.
That's exactly
on a burger.
The chemicals allow for it to be
American. It doesn't split,
It's great. It's like the perfect grilled cheese.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a scientific concoction.
Number 1, though, America's favorite cheese is indeed the cheddar. Cheddar cheese comes in at numero uno.
Can't go wrong with it. A little white cheddar. How about a little white cheddar?
And cheddar cheese does get its name from the Cheddar Village in England.
Cheddar, England.
It's great cheese.
It is. It's fantastic.
I'm not
going to
fight you on that.
It is the most popular type of cheese in the United Kingdom as well. So we're loving it and they're loving it.
I mean, it feels like a give up, like, oh, just cheddar, but it's money.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an easy to love cheese.
And it's the most popular. Well, thank you, Woolchuck.
No problem.
Is this guy officially out of the Cowboys coaching search? We'll update you on that and more coming up next in the nation. Thank you very much, Ross, in for Lucius today. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3, the Fan, football's finest, coming up at 5 o'clock. And then at 5:20, Denton Day is the gentleman's name. He hosts College Football Overtime on Sirius. He also works at 106.7 The Fan in D.C. So we'll have a college football national championship conversation with him. We'll pick his brain as well about what all has gone right for Washington. Is it as simple as finding a potential generational type of QB? So that's the conversation coming up at 5:20. Do you think that's what we're looking at with Daniels? Is he going to join the Burrow Allen Mahomes group now?
Yeah, I think obviously you see what can happen, and it happened a little bit to C.J. Stroud in year 2. Defenses start to get a little bit of a beat on you to some extent. Maybe the offense gets a little bit stale from a coordinator standpoint, and tendencies are out there. But yes, he's now completed the best rookie season I've ever seen. And he is, for me, it really just comes down to, can he remain healthy playing football the way he does? But we've seen Lamar Jackson be able to do it. Now he comes limping into the postseason from time to time, and that hurts their chances at the ultimate prize. But Jaden Daniels being a perennial MVP candidate, I think, is absolutely here. He's a monster.
Yeah. You know, I think just the way that he plays, his accuracy, the release, the decision making, along with the athleticism, even though he's a little bit slight, he's tall enough. You know, there's no issue seeing lanes and all that. That'd be my expectation, but I was totally sold on C.J. Stroud at this point last year, so you kind of need to get through a couple of different years, you know, different contexts before you get that absolute validation. But it appears that Washington has their guy, and not even close best quarterback of the division, you know. So maybe, you know, next year will be the year they take over this NFC East for the foreseeable future. It appeared the exact same with RG3 12 years ago, and then the injuries, you know, drug him down. You really, you know, kind of dodged a bullet on that one.
I mean, he couldn't even get out of his rookie year but without getting injured.
Yeah. Okay, former Jets head coach Robert Saleh remains in play for the Jags head coaching job, says Tom Pelissero. Set for a second interview later this week in Jacksonville. Brian, what are you hearing about Robert Saleh and the chances that the Cowboys are going to want to follow up with him and continue the process of hiring?
I have not heard anything about that, and I think Wolchuk was on it from the jump that that with this second interview, we very well could see that Robert Saleh is going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach. So, but I have not heard anything different about, are they going to circle back and try and get him? You know, are they worried about losing him? But we'll see how that all goes. But I, as of this morning, you know, there was a lot of talk as we've kind of gone through about with Schottenheimer potentially as, could he be a head coach? Could he be an OC with a new staff? Robert Saleh's name was brought up as a potential guy. With him taking this interview, I would say that Dallas hasn't made any more contact with him. You know, if Dallas was going to, in fact, offer him a job, they probably would have done it by now. So, you know, we'll see how this thing plays out.
I mean, it does feel like Kellen Moore and Schottenheimer are the two most likely at this point. Is that for Cowboys' next head coach? What's your read on it today?
I think to me that I want to, you know, the whole thing with Schottenheimer, I mean, people in the building are telling me that Schottenheimer is a legitimate head coach for this team. But there's people also telling others that I know that, and I don't know if they're just trying to confuse people or get people off trails, but there's others that are saying, no, he's just going to be, like I said, the OC, just potential OC type of guy. So I feel like,
could he be OC with Kellen Moore head coach?
I don't think so, because I think that Schottenheimer, the whole idea is he wants to call plays.
Yeah.
So I don't feel that's going to be the case with him if Kellen Moore were to get this job. There's also been some whispers that Kellen Moore might not be totally, and again, this is just whispers. I mean, like I say, it's just people talking, that maybe that Kellen Moore might not be as keen to coming back to Dallas as he maybe thought he might be.
He doesn't want to be here.
We'll see.
After talking with
divorce there,
the interview Friday.
Yeah,
maybe it left a, you know, the kind of feeling that it's not an opportunity he wants to lock into.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Cowboys are trying to do short-term deals like they were trying to do with Mike McCarthy, and there's just not enough security here. You don't want to sign up for a roster that's not going to be invested in.
Yeah.
Your only hope of being better is the draft, and you could be out after 1 year. Maybe you want to wait for a better opportunity.
These guys know that they're just the bridge to Jason Witten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that might be it. They might be like, dude, you're trying to get me 3 years and force Jason Witten on my staff. I've seen this play out before. In which case, hire Jason Witten now. Go ahead.
So how much of that is the discussion behind the scenes? And yes, I would agree with you. If you want to make this a Jason Witten head coach, just make him and get him a good coordinator staff with Schottenheimer and Mike Zimmer.
Exactly it. If that's what is the intrigue with Brian Schottenheimer and Kellen Moore is, okay, I know for sure I can have Jason Witten on said staff because we don't want to just go ahead and make a high school football coach and a head coach in the NFL. We want to give him some room to learn and adjust. Just do it now.
Yeah.
Just do it.
The Colts did it with Jeff Saturday a couple of years ago, right out of the booth, onto the sidelines.
Which was laughable at the time. And I said it when we talked about this, and I'm going to go ahead and I don't think that you're not a serious franchise or organization, in my opinion. Honestly, the way they've conducted themselves with the interviews anyway have not really shown that they are. But taking a guy from Taps High School Football State Championship, putting him on the sidelines of the Dallas Cowboys is ridiculous. But if that's the great plan, If that's the 3 years from now, 2 years from now, that's what we're going to do, just do it.
Have them learn on the job.
Just skip BS and let's just get to the party here.
Very unlikely it'll be Dion, as report from Ian Rappaport on Saturday. No interview, no plans to interview. I think there's a couple of takeaways. Maybe it doesn't matter anymore if Jerry is enamored with you or is on a solo mission. Like, you know, I don't know the last time Jerry really wanted to do something by himself and actually was seen through. I think he leans on his son a lot.
I think he does, too. Yeah.
As you said in your great G-Bag of the Year nominated rant from, I believe, last February, it's Steven. You know, and then the other thing is, it explains why you get Salah and Frazier interviews. And the Frazier interview today, you need as a second Rooney Rule guy because, Dion, wasn't going to interview or nobody else wanted to interview him. But we haven't heard much about the Leslie Frazier story today, the assistant head coach with the Seattle Seahawks, right?
Yeah.
Defensive guy. Maybe Shoddy would be his defensive offensive coordinator.
Yeah, and, at his age, at that place in your career, if you're Frazier, you're like, sure, let's have Jason Witten train underneath me and Shoddy will run the offense.
I am surprised that we haven't seen Pete Carroll's stuff.
Yeah.
I thought that they'd be
Pete Carroll would pop
I thought
up
that would be
point.
A guy that would be like a blinking red light to them. Like, oh, we got to talk to him. He's won a Super Bowl before. He's been in the league for 100 years.
Yeah, high-paid guy, defensive-minded. I don't know. I think the Cowboys are probably thinking, we're not going to pay you very much, and we want Jason Witten to train underneath you. If that's the reality of the situation, that I think Pete Carroll probably be either too proud or too well off to want to. I mean, the Cowboys are really, looking for a very specific guy with, not a lot of non-negotiables on his end if you're trying to cram all of that, but that Witten thing fascinates me. I know we had that story middle of last week that the idea if Mike came back was to make Jason Witten the heir apparent.
Yeah, Jane Slater reported it.
Do you think that's a constant thing that all of these candidates have to answer a question about?
I think absolutely they do. And I agree with Wolchuk here. How do you guys feel this football team will be in the next 3 years?
With any of the head coaches they're talking about right now, no disrespect to those guys. Yeah. They're good football coaches. But I'm just judging by track record and going to be a head coach of this specific team. Mm. They might work elsewhere. Just with the components now, I know it doesn't work. So they're not going to be good with Brian Schottenheimer or Kellen Moore.
The football team won't be good. The record won't be good.
I don't better than 500 now.
Then just go ahead and get Jason Witten the experience to doing it then.
It's hard to predict what two great drafts could do. Like 2026 could be good, but you could nail a draft in 2025 and still not make the playoffs.
Yeah, but you might as well just go ahead and hire him then. If your intent is to do that, if you're waiting around to make this team better, go ahead and hire him.
Let's do it.
Just go ahead and just see how it's going to work out and see if in fact that he in fact can be a guy to lead you out of maybe not a very good team.
And if Jason Witten isn't confident enough in his abilities as a coach that he's like, I want to watch somebody, I want on-the-job training, I need a mentor at this, then what the hell are you doing considering it for that kind of role? It would make things so awkward.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. Don't put him with somebody and make him have that person have to coach with him over the shoulder. Just give Witten the job.
Just do it.
If you're thinking about him as the coach, just go ahead and make him and see in fact if he could change the culture of this team, because there's probably going to be a lot of losing moments.
It might be the only thing left that I'm clinging on as like a Cowboy fan is the hope of just you luck into somebody awesome. And maybe Jason Witten's awesome. He could be terrible. It could be just an absolute train wreck. But who knows? They lucked into Romo. They lucked into Dak. Maybe they luck into a badass head coach and Jason Witten really is awesome.
Sure.
We have no idea. I think it's crazy to think a guy's going to jump from the high school to the pros, but who knows? Maybe he is a stud.
Man, that is wild. This coaching search has made no sense, and some of the news. But now that you mentioned that, of course Kellen Moore wouldn't want to be like, I'll take a short deal with Jason Witten looking over my shoulder.
No, that's the thing about it. If Jason Witten sounds like he is going to be part of any plan going forward.
This redefines our coach will be somebody that literally has no other options.
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And for Kellen Moore, it's like, okay, I can triple or quadruple my money, but then after 1 year and you want to move on from me, where do I go? Right here with this Eagles situation, this offensive line and Saquon Barkley, I think I'd rather sit this out and wait for him to fire Sirianni.
Well, Dan Quinn was the last hire of the coaching cycle last year. That's probably, you know, people thinking about, like, sometimes it's maybe it's not the best guy, the first guy, whatever. Maybe it's the last guy. Dallas might be last in this coaching.
I like what Tony Romo said about Aaron Glenn. He says, our toughest teams were under Bill Parcells. I played with Aaron Glenn, and he's a no-nonsense type of guy, much like Parcells. If Dallas wants to return to being tough on the field, he's the one. Yeah. And you've now been granted the opportunity even
I'm not going to get my guy.
No, I know you're not.
I'm not going
to
get my guy.
He's got the second interview with the Jets. It seems like he's going to the Jets. Aaron Glenn, I would have been my number one option.
Not
going
to get my guy. So if you're going to, let's see. Let's see if you, in fact, can take a guy that was a legendary player for you and he could be a legitimate head coach.
Be an incredible story.
They should be right about this.
The expectations. If your expectations are not high for your team, just go ahead and put that guy in there and see if he can. If I'm sure when Detroit hired Dan Campbell, expectations for them wasn't high.
No.
That's next level hilarious, though. We're not looking for the best head coach. We're looking for the best head coach that's willing to train Jason Witten on the job. If that's the story, I mean, David Moore, Nick Harris, they all should be writing about this. Yeah. There should be columnists from Tim Dalishaw being like, what a freaking clown show.
Bridge coach.
In addition to the finest coming up next, Chief, where are you taking
What's the best storyline remaining in the postseason? 877-881-1053 and other observations from the football weekend next year on The Fan.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.